They left me because they must have been short out of ammunition. And I was able to keep flying, but I was shot at from the ground until I got to the lines. And I remember seeing the big landmark, which was the Jilibek Lake. This was on the Flanders front. So as soon as I saw Jilibek, I looked for ground where I could come down. But there was no flat ground anywhere at all, because the whole, that part of the lines had been shot up for so many years. It's nothing but shell holes full of water. So finally I got down, and incidentally, of course I fainted. And the next I remember was being in a stretcher and taken to the casualty clearing station. But my squadron got to know about this, and the man who used to look after my plane, my mechanic, he was sent across to recover the plane. And he wrote to me later, many months later, telling me what he had done, he had found the plane. But he said that he was quite amazed how I ever got down in that particular terrain. He said, it's like a miracle. And it was, really. So that is
extraordinary.
I then spent several months in hospital. But the interesting thing was that Barker also got back, but about 50 miles south of where I had crossed the line. And when he got back to the squadron and he saw the report that I wrote from the hospital later, in which I described what had happened. Now, he had written his report, and without seeing my report, and it was almost word for word identical, except the ending, which said, ending was, my report ended like this. The last I saw of Captain Barker was he was surrounded by Huns, fighting, but I didn't think there was any hope of his coming back at all. And he said exactly the same thing about me. Very interesting.